Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, ma'am? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling in from Mentor Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So we are conducting a pool of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Let me ask you, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And let me ask you, are you registered as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Not sure yet.
Okay, let's see. All right. But do you lean a little bit towards the Republican or the Democrat?
I think I registered as a Democratic, but I don't know who I am voting for yet.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. That's good. And let me ask you, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you starting to vote, or will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote. I'm voting this year.
Certainly will vote, or probably will vote.
Surely.
Okay, thank you. And let me ask you, will you please tell me your age?
39.
Okay, thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How will you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
All right. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
In Florida, like with the governor or something, like, or in
Yeah.
general?
In general, for things in Florida.
Yeah, it's going the right direction for me.
All right, perfect. Thinking about the elections for Congress, will you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I am not sure. So I have to study them, and I don't know.
Okay, let me see. Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. The first one is Darren Soto. Does this person is a very favorable person, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Oh, you don't recognize this person?
Darren Soto? Yeah, I think the option two.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. Next one will be Project 2025. Is this organization very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize this project?
No, I don't recognize that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one is Donald Trump. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize this person?
No, yeah, I recognize that person. But I think, well, in this moment for me, I think number one.
Very favorable. All right, thank you. Next one is Thomas Chalifoux. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize this person?
Can you say the name again?
Thomas Chalifoux.
That's the one that is running as a vice president or not? No, I don't recognize them.
Oh, you don't recognize this person?
No,
No,
I'm not sure.
he's the one running for Congress.
Ah, for Congress. No, that's why. No, I haven't studied them yet,
Oh,
the
okay.
Congress.
Next one is the Republicans in Congress. Is this group very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize this group?
The Republican Congress?
Yes, the Republicans in Congress.
I think number two.
Number two, somewhat favorable. All right, thank you. Next one is Democrats in Congress. Is this group very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize this group?
What is the third and fourth option?
Third option is a little of both. The fourth option, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize this person?
A little of both.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Ron DeSantis. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable?
I love him. So, number one.
Thank you.
Sorry. Next one. I'm sure about that one.
And next one would be Joe Biden. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize this person?
Yeah, I hear it. The last option. Not recognize, the last option. No, I don't like him.
Very unfavorable?
I'm sorry?
Very unfavorable? Oh, you don't recognize?
Well, no, that one. Unfavorable.
Don't recognize? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
If I approve or disapprove what? I'm sorry?
The job Joe Biden is doing as president, first option, strongly approve, second option, somewhat approve, third option, somewhat disapprove, and fourth is strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from his district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
In that case, I don't know, because I don't know about the Congress, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Not sure about the Congress, yeah.
All right, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and the Republican and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Well, if you ask me now, today, I will do with Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I don't know in a few days. But for now, Donald Trump, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
because it's hard. It's hard this year.
Yeah. Make the right decision for the elections.
Yeah.
And if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Morcasell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
That's for what? I'm sorry. What opposition?
For the, this is for United States Senate.
Oh, Senate. Okay. I don't know who is the Democratic one. I don't know who's her, but I know Rick Scott because he was a governor of Florida. So I have to study them, but if I need to answer you something, I am with Rick Scott.
Rick Scott.
Because
Carl.
I don't know the other person. Mhm.
Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Shalix Folks and the Republican candidate and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Mm-mm.
As you may know, there will be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitution amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restricts abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislator's constitution authority to require national notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
It's like, so the government can't interfere with the decision of a minor?
That is correct.
So positive or negative, like you have to like a permission for abortion or something like that?
What would is happening with this law is that they don't want any government to interfere with any decisions with a person in minor having an abortion.
Okay.
It means that you don't want the politics getting involved in an abortion, and no, it means that you do want the government to get involved in abortion if a minor wants to have an abortion.
So yeah, that one. No, then.
Then no.
Okay. Yeah, no. Is that I approve that the governor, you know, interfere, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, that one.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two other candidates for Congress. So these are statements about the two candidates running for Congress.
Okay.
The first one is Darren Soto. Is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who worked tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care to veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto has also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Next one is Colonel Thomas Chalifoux. His statement reads, Calfox is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifoux will put America first by enforcing the law necessary to securing the border again against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants. Fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifoux will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar and enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux and the Republican candidate Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Republic.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. All right. Next one is, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention to right now? I will read you some issues.
Yeah.
Those are like 13 issues. And then you can let me know which one is you think is the most important the Congress should focus. Number one is lowering grocery prices. Number two, creating job and increasing wages in Central Florida.
I'm sorry, I have to choose one? Just one?
Yes.
Okay, so repeat number two?
Number two, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida.
Okay.
Number three, protecting Social Security and Medicare. Number four, lowering inflation and gas prices. Number five, protecting traditional values in schools. Number six, ending the gun violence epidemic. Number seven, tackling crime and improving public safety. Number eight, protecting reproductive freedom. Number nine, making health care affordable for working families. Number 10, bringing down rent prices. Number 11, approving I-4 in providing I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Number 12, making owning a home more affordable. And number 13, securing our borders.
Oh my God, it's too hard. I don't know. Like 10 of them. Can I choose 10 of them?
basically, it's one of them for the moment.
What is the number 9? Can you repeat number 9?
Number 9, making healthcare affordable for working families.
I think, wow, that's hard. Well, maybe number 1?
Lowering grocery prices?
Yes, please.
All right, thank you. And next question, and which of the next is the most important issue? So another issue that you think is the most important that the government should tackle?
So the first one is the number 1, and then I'll have to choose a second one?
Yes. Another one.
Okay. So can you read to me the one that talks about the school?
Let me see.
I'm not sure which one it was.
Promoting traditional values in school.
The one with the gas.
With the
inflation, with, I think.
Inflation. Oh, okay. Let me see. Lowering inflation and gas prices.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now let me. Thank you for that. Let me read some reasons people give for voting for candidates in the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for the candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it be virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. So these are reasons people, you know, give for voting for candidate. The first reason is Soto has worked to keep communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriff and has bought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history. Hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Regarding this reason, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect to vote for this candidate?
No effect to vote for this candidate.
Thank you. Next one is Darren Soto opposed any policy that will allow government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Regarding this statement, do you think this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Somewhat
convincing. Oh, thank you. Next statement is Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Regarding this statement, do you think this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Thomas Chalifoux will protect the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens as veterans who serve for over 30 years. Chalifoux will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veterans' homelessness. Regarding this statement for Thomas, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Next one, Thomas Chalifoux is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Regarding this statement, do you think it is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next one is Thomas Chalifoux will put an end to border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. regarding this statement, do you think this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you. Now that you heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican.
Republican. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me read you some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or will have virtually no effect on all of your decisions. So these are the same thing, statements about the candidates running. The first one is Darren Soto has been rubber stamped for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increase that targeted our small businesses. Regarding this statement about Darren Soto, do you think this brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Can you repeat that for me, the options?
Oh, yeah. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect.
Some doubt.
Some doubt. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalifoux continues taking Social Security and veterans' paychecks. While his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Regarding this statement for Thomas, do you think this brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
I think no effect.
No effect, thank you. Next one is while Chalifoux says he has a successful business owner, he and his companies owe over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcy and multiple million-dollar foreclosures. Regarding this statement, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Next one is, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals across our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Regarding this statement for Soto, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some.
Some doubt. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next one is Thomas Chalifoux stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women. So regarding this statement about Thomas, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some.
Thank you. Last one is Thomas Chalifoux blames excessive stimulus package for record inflation, but his company took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. Regarding this statement for Thomas, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Thank you. Now that we have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas, the Republican.
Thank you. This is for statistical purpose. What is your primary source for national and political news? Is the Orlando Sentinel, Talk Radio, El Nuevo Día, your local newspaper, local network affiliations like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, American TV, cable news network, internet-based news source, social media apps or services, or other?
Well, I think mostly social media.
Social media. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From
and I always research from website, but not in the TV or radio.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
From which app or service will you say you get most of your news? Truth Social, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, other?
All of them. All of them. I don't know. I make a research. Maybe it's mostly website, I think.
Okay.
Like a website, but not a specific website, you know? It's just, I don't know. You can put Facebook if you want.
No, okay, thank you. And
yeah,
what
yeah.
Spanish language news source, if any, do you use on a regular basis? Univision, Internet, Radio, WAPA TV, the Prensa Orlando, Telemundo Orlando, or other?
Spanish. No, I don't think so. I don't see TV too much. Like, no. Maybe other?
Oh, okay. Thank you. You said, like, mostly the internet you get your information, right?
Yeah, internet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no TV, not Telemundo. Well, TV, internet, but it's pages or social media, but not Telemundo, WAPA, or something like that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, thinking back in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, yeah. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Just a few more questions. This is statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
3 years of university, Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Yes, two.
Two. Thank you. If you were able to, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate, conservative, or what?
Or liberal.
I think conservative, yeah.
Conservative, all right.
Yeah.
And are you very conservative or somewhat conservative?
It all depends on what kind, but I think maybe very, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
See, as you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin American and Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry? Are you like from Cuba, Puerto Rico?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
Oh yeah, as you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Oh, Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, Puerto Rican. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, when communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, or even mix of both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
Oh, depends. With my kids, most English than Spanish, but in my house, it's mostly Spanish. So, yeah, I think more Spanish than English.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, well, I would like to thank you. This will conclude our survey. Thank you for taking the time and helping us out and answering all those questions. I know some of those questions were a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again for also answering those questions once again. Thank you for your
help. Okay.
Enjoy the
thank
rest
you
season.
So much for your call. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.